Are you permitted to sit on a table? So the Gemara in Brachos says that you must bring salt to the table before you break bread. The Mishnah Berurah explains machlokas for why. One reason the Gemara says is you should have a good taste because of food because of kavod habracha. The Vilna Gaon says you don't say it's in order that you don't talk in between the bracha and the achila to ask for salt. And regardless of this, though, Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays salt halacha doesn't apply. You don't need to bring salt to the bread because our bread does not need salt. In other words, it's more refined bread. However, the Ramah adds that nevertheless, even nowadays, it's a mitzvah to bring salt to the table before you eat your bread, because Shulchan is domet to a mizbeach. A table is like a mizbeach, and bread is like the carbon. And every carbon you have salt. Also says Ramah, it protects you from pranius, from punishment. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when we used to have the Mizbeach, instead the table of a person is mechaper, is forgives a person. The Magen Avram and Meshar Tzion say based on this, it's usher to kill a louse on the table. Now, the Chashuk Echemer of Zilberstein mentions that he asked Chaim Chanievsky, his brother-in-law, whether he ought to kill nowadays a fly on the table, because is it also degrading to the table, and he says it is. And he actually brings a proof from Tanakh that Yoav, who was hiding from Shlomo HaMelech, who was commanded by David to get rid of Yoav, he hid by the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk tells you that Shlomo asked the Shaila, and he was allowed to go into the Mizbeach and kill Yoav on the Mizbeach. So you see, when it's necessary, you can kill something on a Mizbeach itself, so surely you could kill a fly on the table. However, what about sitting on a table? So the Sefer Chassidim in the 1100s and possibly early 1200s says the minug of the Chassidei Ashkenaz, the minug of Germany, was that apparently Germany was that there was once a story about a boy who jumped on the table, and his father used to keep his svarim on the table, and he would also, says the Sefer Chassidim, eat on that table. And the boy cut himself on the knife, and the father said, it's because I let him sit on the table. So you see from over here that it's a bad thing to sit or stand on a table, although you could note that this is actually only standing on a table, not necessarily sitting. And also, it's unclear, is it because specifically it was used for svarim, or is it any table which was food? Nevertheless, the Yosef Ometz, who's a rabbi in Frankfurt who died in the 1600s, says that it's Asr Lahoshev Ohamed Tinuk, and I would have sit a child on a table. And he says, I feel Shulchan Sha'ochunav, even a table that you eat, Kasav B'Sefer Chassidim Sha'asr. So you see, he's clearly understanding that previous source as saying, even a table which you eat on, you're not allowed to sit on it. Shomri Amunim Rebbe, who in his Shulchan Atar, Rabbi Roth, from the previous generation, says that Voyesha Voyamad Al Shulchan, you shouldn't sit on a table. And the reason is because it's compared to a Mizbeach. This is the first time I saw that someone compares it to the issue of a Mizbeach. The other sources said you shouldn't sit on a table, but they didn't necessarily connect it to the Isser of, or the comparison to a Mizbeach. The Rivos Ephraim as well says that he once walked into the house, he saw someone sitting on his table, he reprimanded him, and the person listened to him, and he got off the table. And the Rivos Ephraim says it's proper to do so because a table is like a Mizbeach. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, when it was asked, is there an inyan to not sit on the table? He responded, yes, there is such an inyan. Rev Ratzbi, in the Shulchan Aruch HaMekutzer, says that there is no source other than the Sefer Chassidim, but nevertheless, it is usher to sit on a table. The Rev Teplitzky apparently went to the Baba Sali, and once danced on a table, and the Baba Sali told him to come off the table because it's Dome L'Mizbeach. It's compared to a Mizbeach. It's compared to a Mizbeach, and since it's compared to a Mizbeach, you should not be standing on a table. Rav Mustafi also adds that you're not allowed to put elbows on a table. Now, what about the opinions that say it is permitted? So Rabbi Yishai Meiselman points out that a proof that it's permitted is because the Kohanim themselves walked on the Mizbeach. So obviously, he's learning to say for Chassidim is only referring to Svarim, but any food table, obviously you could put your sit on it because you could even because you can even walk on the Mizbeach. Then he points out, well, that's not such a good proof, because by the Mizbeach, they have no other choice. By your table, you obviously have another choice. The Madani Asher, though, also says there's no real makar. What's the source? From the fact that, you know, a louse, you're not going to kill a louse? Well, there it's killing. And, you know, it's similar to removing a knife from a table during benching. We're worried about danger. But to sit on a table maybe is permitted. Now, what about not during eating? So the Berachas Yehuda wants to say that maybe not during eating is permitted, but then he rejects this. They want to bring a proof from the Ein Shiluch L'Takala, the case of sending out a Metzorah bird, that the bird becomes permitted after it's sent out, because we don't want someone to find the bird and then use it. So we say, oh, it must be, the halacha is the bird loses its kedusha after its use. So to maybe over here, your table loses its kedusha after you're done eating on it. But the problem with that is obviously you're going to come back and eat on it, you know, shortly thereafter. So that's not such a good proof. What about a table like an office table? You had to sit on an office table. So that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, ulai, maybe. What about a table which switches into a bed? Are you allowed to lie down on that bed because it used to be a table? So the Drash V'Chakarta says you really should be machmir. Final thought is the Reb Lev Chasman in the Magid of Chevron says a yeshiva has two bate midrashos, one where you learn and one the dining room where you eat. In other words, you can learn a lot from a person's table, how he treats his table in terms of the halakos of Derek Arts. We should all take this to heart and treat our tables properly as well.